Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Orphan of Ellis Island by Elvira Woodruff. The following dedication appears in the book. In memory of Francesco, and Rose, and Emma, and Giovanni, and for Elvira Conicelli, whose gentle voices led me across an ocean and back in time. Elvira Woodruff. Chapter 1. "Welcome to Ellis Island," the ranger from the National Park Service said to the group of fifth graders standing before her. "This museum is dedicated to the millions of immigrants who passed through these buildings on their way to becoming American citizens." There was one fifth grader, however, who was not thinking about the buildings or the millions of immigrants who passed through them. This fifth grader was thinking about his feet. "If only they would stop growing," Dominic Cantori thought. He stared down at his toes, which were painfully squeezed into a pair of old sneakers. Then he looked around him at all the sneakers on his classmates' feet. Some looked as if they had never been worn before. Dominic sighed. He longed to have a new, fashionable pair of sneakers, a pair that fit. But he knew it wasn't going to happen any time soon. Having new, fashionable sneakers and keeping up with Dominic's quickly growing feet was almost impossible as long as he lived with one...